Next paragraph, excuse me, dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Berean, or Berean, B-E-R-E-A-N. July 4, 1938, addressed as a letter to Dr. Saxena, 463-2249. Dear Dr. Saxena, post-hospital, acute and chronic renal failure, underlying atrial fibrillation, CHF, diastolic dysfunction, edema, since discharge back in April, denies hospital admission, comes accompanied with family member. His weight at home has come down from 236 to presently 209 and stable. Test to be eating okay without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Presently no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Edema stable without open ulcers. Trying to do low salt, eats 3 meals a day. Denied chest pain palpitation, minimal dyspnea, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. Hard of hearing, hearing aids. Denies the use of inhalers, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea, PND. Is now sleeping completely flat. Denies skin rash, bruises. Denies bleeding nose, gums. Denies headaches. Has a chronic facial drop on the right side. Paragraph, medication list review on Eliquis, Sinemet for Parkinson tremors, on Lopid, Metoprolol, Remeron, Bemadex, alternating 20 and 40 every other day, insulin, Lentas and Humalog, no anti-inflammatory agents, and the prior Aldactone discontinue. Next paragraph, he is a tall 70 inches person. Weight 218, blood pressure 130/68, at home 120s, 130s over 70s. He has tremor of the head, trunk, upper extremities at rest, some degree of rigidity, some degree of facial mask. However, normal speech, no expressive aphasia, lungs are completely clear, no gross carotid bruise. He has irregular rhythm, probably AFib, rate less than 90, no pericardial rap gallop. Obesity of the abdomen without tenderness, edema is stable. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From June, creatinine 2.2 for a GFR of 29. Potassium at 5.9. Low bicarbonate 16 with a high chloride 112, normal sodium, albumin, calcium, phosphorus, white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.2. Next paragraph, in the hospital, enlargement of both atria. Normal ejection fraction, normal right ventricle, no major valve abnormalities. In the hospital was treated for bilateral pneumonia. There was no deep-vein thrombosis. Through the years, creatinine 2022 around 1.4, 1.5. similar to 2021. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute and chronic renal failure, kidney function improved, did not require dialysis, a new steady state, underlying diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, no evidence of obstruction, no evidence of gross urinary retention, recent atrial fibrillation, diastolic congestive heart failure, problems of potassium, already doing a low potassium diet, start Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, 10 milligrams 3 days a week, potentially daily, severe metabolic acidosis, probably a component of type 4 renal tubular acidosis, what is called hypoaldosteronism, which also will explain the high potassium, bicarbonate to be started twice a day, chemistry on a regular basis, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, always to discuss with the patient and wife. Once the potassium stabilizes, we will change the weekly labs to probably once a month, come back on the next 3 months, end of dictation.